I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. The French Broad River flows its way through Asheville and provides some of the most picturesque scenery in the region. It's also a major driver of Western North Carolina's booming tourism industry. So how healthy is it? Hartwell Carson has a short answer and a long explanation to the question of how healthy is the French Broad River. First, the short answer.
The French Broad's doing pretty good. It could be doing a lot better.
The long explanation from Mountain True's Riverkeeper involves all the data their State of the French Broad River Watershed report looked at. That includes pollution levels of all the tributaries that feed into the river, and mapping and examining what surrounds those streams and creeks to see what pollution is being brought into the water.
The biggest pollution problem in the French Broad is bacteria and sediment. And bacteria comes from, you know, sewage and septic and animal runoff, and sediment comes from development, stream bank erosion, and agricultural runoff.
Tributaries with top marks ran through national parks and forests. Those with the lowest didn't flow through highly developed areas, but rather agricultural spots.
It kind of didn't quite jive with the common knowledge of how you treat a watershed.
Anna Alsobrook of Mountain True pins that on runoff from pesticides used on crops and animal waste used as fertilizer. Or as she's encountered on some of her paddles through the watershed, animals just cut out the middleman.
We also oftentimes see cows in the river, so you know their waste is going to go somewhere and it's going to be where they are.
Hartwell Carson says the solution to that need not be contentious, advocating for more money to programs that help buy fencing for farmers. I'm Matt Bush.